Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, High Desert. It is another beautiful weekend here in the High Desert, and I have a real special guest here in the studio. Now, this is somebody that I have a lot of admiration and respect for because of his sense of community service. He has been serving us in a local government capacity for well over 30 years. He sits at several tables to which he is bringing that High Desert focus and voice to those tables. Currently, he is serving as mayor for the town of Apple Valley. And so it is indeed my pleasure to welcome this morning to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, our own Mayor Scott Nassif from the town of Apple Valley. Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Well, hi, and yes, thank you for inviting me. I'm sure excited to talk about Apple Valley. That's something that brings me a lot of pleasure and excitement to talk about what we're doing out there.
And I'm happy because, of course, I've lived here myself for over 30 years, and I've always lived in Apple Valley. Yeah. I absolutely love it. It's my home. And so I'm always interested in what's going on there. And you know what, Mayor? There is some wonderful things that are taking place in Apple Valley. There's quite a bit of progression, progress and growth and innovation that's taking place. And so I want to ask you to kind of share with our listeners this morning some of those things that are taking place in the town of Apple Valley. So let's start off with talking about the Sing Center. Can you tell me about that?
Sure, that's a wonderful opportunity to talk about the Sing Center. But I want to remind everyone, we call ourselves a town and not a city for a reason, because we really consider ourselves a community, and we really try to work with our residents and really create a quality of life out there that is maybe different than you would think of in a city and more of a town. And with that, we've always embraced individualism and their opportunities, you know, for sports and things that are going on, and the arts and culture.
Yes.
So that's something we've always worked on. We have a specific plan out in the village of Apple Valley, and we do things differently. We try to do things differently out there. So when the opportunity for Harry Sing actually came to the town and actually worked with one of our council members, Carrie Leon, about the center, which is the old AMC Theater at Bear Valley and Central, that he wanted to help develop that corner again. And with that, obviously the movie theater had vacated, AMC had left the facility, and he was trying to figure out a way to enhance that corner and really do something. And he asked if he could donate that to the town. And we of course, jumped at that opportunity, started
That's
thinking
wonderful.
About what could we do. That's just a great place. It's several thousand square feet of 14-screen theaters. And we started really, at first, we're kind of overwhelmed. What do we do, with 14 theaters? And,
right.
and then we started thinking about the arts and culture and the opportunity to bring the community in there. There really isn't a facility like that where not only in Apple Valley, but the High Desert.
That
size
absolutely.
That could accommodate a lot of different things to do out there.
You know,
we converted one of the theaters into a stage just over the last couple months, and we had our State of the Town address there.
Which was wonderful, by the way.
And brought in a lot of the schools and tried to emphasize the arts and culture that's already here in Apple Valley. And so we're going to continue to expand. We had a listening session a few months ago and brought everybody in to talk about what we can do with the remainder of the facilities. So we've got a lot of great things that are happening, great things on the book, and we really appreciate Harry Sing donating that to us. And we, of course, named it the Sing Center for the Arts. So
yes.
Looking forward to what's happening there.
And so, Mayor, if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about that particular facility and the possibility of what that's going to grow into, or thinking that they have resources or talents or those type of things that may be of benefit, because as you said, it's located in Apple Valley, but really what you're looking to do is cultivate a center that will serve the high desert. And so how would they reach out to kind of, you know, find out what's happening, if there's opportunity for future listening sessions, et cetera? How would they reach out? Who would they reach out to?
Well, we're right now in the process, we talk about it, what department would be best served? And, of course, it was our Parks and Recreation Department is our department that is going to be managing and operation of the Singh Center for the Arts. So I don't know that that's totally in place right now. Our PIO is
okay.
Sarah has been putting that together, been working with it. Our facilities department has been doing the renovations in there, so it isn't ready to occupy on a public stand. We're getting very close, but to find out what we're doing and get more input from the community, I think you could contact either our PIO, Sarah, or Shannon at the town, or our Parks and Recs department. Now, we are in the process of looking and marketing out for a director, so they'll actually be a director.
Wonderful.
And a manager for that facility. So once that's all in place, that'll definitely go out to the public, and then we'll be organizing community events. I'm sure people will want to have conferences there.
Right, exactly.
Parties, all kinds of
stuff.
There's
so much. So at this point in time, anyone who's interested or wanting to kind of keep a pulse on the development, they can just kind of periodically check the website. I'm sure things will be posted and updated. And always feel free to reach out and give a call to the town if they have any inquiries, because I've always had the experience that the town has really been receptive and responsive in getting back and trying to make sure you get connected to the right source. So let's talk a little bit about Brightline. What can you share with me about that?
People are very excited about
that. Yes, very excited about that.
So are we. You know, we're thinking, man, we could get over to Vegas in 45 minutes from Apple Valley to and have lunch and zip on back. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And well, maybe save some money too, huh?
Well, I don't know. it's designed to be more of kind of an upscale experience and a more than just a transportation. It's an experience. So yes, of course, they've kind of calculated the way they're going to set the fees up is kind of about how much it would cost you to drive to Vegas and back, and that's kind of where the fees are going to be to go there. So if you can imagine how much gas you might use, maybe an SUV type of experience, that's what your ticket price is supposed to be, and they'll be varying. So to kind of give you a little bit of background, that's been on the high-speed rail was kind of designed several years ago, and they bought into that project here a few years ago. And, of course, they had a groundbreaking now in Vegas on Monday.
Yeah.
So they've worked with the state of Nevada, state of California, and the federal government on grants and private funding, and they've got all that in line. COVID kind of put a little bit of a brakes on it for a couple of years, getting that done, but we're well on the way. Apple Valley has got was going to be the main stop between Vegas and the high desert. And then another connection originally was going to Lancaster and Palmdale, and then an extension down into North Los Angeles area, San Fernando area. But that kind of got switched around to going down to Ranch Cucamonga and kind of staying on the 15 connection.
Okay.
So that's where that's going. And that so there'll be a large station at Ranch Cucamonga. They're actually talking about building a tunnel over to the Ontario Airport.
Wow.
So that's in the works, too, as well. And we'll hear more about that as we come along. There'll be a commuter stop in Hesperia. So it won't be high speed between Ranch Cucamonga and Apple Valley. It'll be more of kind of a connection and a commuter spot, like I said, between Hesperia and Apple Valley. But the main train will come up to Apple Valley, and then it'll be going about 200 miles an hour between Apple Valley and Las Vegas and back.
So there will be a stop in Hesperia.
Yeah.
And then there will be a stop in Apple Valley.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So then it's very similar to the metro train, you would say?
Maybe? And it'll be connected. And that was one of the reasons they went to Rancho Cucamonga, because the metro link in Southern California comes out of Rancho and Southern California out of there and then into L.A. So anywhere in L.A., Orange County, you know, San Bernardino County, you can get, you can actually take a train into that area and then get on that train and go to Vegas east-west. So that was one of the reasons they moved that connection, the main connection from Lancaster. Now, there's still plans to do that high desert corridor within the next 10 years to Lancaster and down to Burbank, San Fernando, you know, North L.A. area. So that's still in the plans. I'm not sure if I'll be around by then, but, I'm certainly looking forward to riding Brightline. They're trying to get that done by 2028 before the Olympics come to L.A.
Yeah.
So that's their goal.
That's their goal.
Yeah.
Well, I know that we've got someone coming on in the future, I think, Roxanne, to really give us an overview of Brightline. But we really appreciate that, because I know there's been a lot of questions that people have had about, especially, is there a station or a stop in Hesperia, and is there in Apple Valley? And so you've made that really clear for us.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. And I know that as this project starts to develop, we're going to ask you back to talk to us a little bit more about what's going on, especially as it relates to the town. But now, you know, I heard last week that there were a number of new businesses that were coming to the area. And there's also one particular project that I do want to ask you about, which is the BSNF project that's taking place out in Barstow. And so can you kind of tell us about the businesses, new businesses that's coming to the town, and then really kind of give us an overview, if you can, of that Barstow project?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are interested in the retail side of it and what's coming to town. You know, we've been very blessed with keeping most of the facilities up. You know, there's been a lot of change in the way people market and buy things because of COVID. They buy online and things like that. So how that works and what's going to happen is always interesting. In fact, Mayor Pro Tem Art Bishop, who I think will be coming on talking, he's kind of our designated Brightline expert. He actually went and visited the trains and out in, because they have a similar facility out in
Florida,
by the way. It's not high speed, but it's the same type of experience. So he's been keeping in touch and working with the staff and our council. He's been keeping us up to speed. So a lot of my information comes from Art, and I know he's coming on. But Art Bishop and I will be going to ICSC in Vegas here in a few weeks. And that's a Universal Shopping Center convention in Las Vegas. And we'll be learning more about businesses, development, investment, and retail.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, and this is what we do, we go out there and talk to different entities about what's the opportunities are in Apple Valley, again, bringing some things. So one of the main big things that I know people are really excited about are Sprouts Family Market that's coming to Apple Valley. It's under construction, been approved, over on Bear Valley Road.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the first ground up. We always like to be proud that it's the first ground up Sprouts in the Victor Valley. So,
okay.
All right.
Yes.
So that's
ground
coming
up
right across the street from Sonic Burger there, Lowe's Center, you know.
Right.
I think right next to Chase Bank, there's that.
Yeah.
Going to be,
okay.
That's where they're going up. And and also there's going to be a, I can't remember the name of the chicken, not Chick-fil-A. They're coming. They're working on coming. And
Raising Cane's, right?
Raising Cane. That was the
Raising
other one.
Raising Cane's.
And then some other shopping right in that shopping center. And then I'm excited that right across the street is Marshall's and Hobby Lobby.
So we don't have to go across town for that.
Yes.
Wow. Excellent.
And a lot of some other shopping coming across the street from there. So that area is starting to develop. And that's both of those are brand new facilities going up there.
And do we have an idea of when those will actually be in?
They're already under construction for Sprouts and that development. Marshall's and Hobby Lobby was just approved, so that it's just a matter of time of getting their permits and grading, so that should be started at any time.
Okay.
More business, furniture is coming in where the old Bed Bath & Beyond is.
In
Just Ranch.
Yes.
So that facility is being filled there. So, in fact, we're going to the ribbon cutting on the 26th, which I think is this Friday. So we'll be out there this Friday. So they're coming out. That facility is already built.
Great.
And ready to go. So we're going to get a furniture store in there. So excited about that. A place called Five Below. Have you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
Are you
with
familiar?
It.
Yes.
I had to do a little research.
Like
my age, I wasn't sure. I thought it was maybe a bar.
There's
for
one in Ontario. In
yes.
Montana, I think
where you
the
had ice
one.
Drinks or something. I don't know. But it's actually a clothing store, right?
Yeah, they sell all kinds of things, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a variety
it's
store.
A variety
it's a variety
store. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
excellent.
Great. I know a lot of people are excited about that one.
Well, I think a lot of our young people would be happy to hear that.
And all these opportunities, Mayor, also equals jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what people are really, really wanting, looking forward to.
Yes.
And that's what you were asking me about being a BNSF Railroad. So I explained, I talk to people all the time, 60% of the workforce in the high desert, including Apple Valley, travel down the hill. Now, if you've gone down the hill, almost any time up and down has been just a nightmare. So I've been here long enough to, it was a two-lane highway when I first got here. So it's been a lot. I think when my parents got here, it might have been a dirt road. But at any event, now it's, you know, whether it's four or five or six lanes, it's jammed all the time.
All the time.
People going up and down the hill, whether it be recreation or work. So what's happening is we're becoming, and what's the description is kind of an inland port now. This is the first one in the United States that where BNSF Railroad is going to develop an inland port in Barstow. They purchased 7 square miles out there, and they're going to develop, instead of unloading and reloading and trucks coming out of L.A. and Long Beach ports, they're going to put them on trains and then distribute the merchandise throughout the United States and even back into Southern California out of Barstow. And so with that, all the other cities, Hesperia, Victorville, Apple Valley, are being impacted with logistics requests.
Right.
As you know, we have Walmart and Big Lots out
mm-hmm.
in Apple Valley and some other distribution facilities out there. So our North Apple Valley specific plan was designed to accommodate that kind of logistics, and we've been working on that for years and had a lot of people purchase land. But we actually have several facilities getting ready to build out there. We have, I think, over 4 million square feet of two different facilities coming in, one a furniture manufacturing.
Wow.
And another one, a distribution facility going out there. I don't have one is Covington Industrial Development, which is the one for the distribution. And the other is LockTech Furniture, which is putting 1.2 million square feet of logistics center there. Now, that's already approved and going in, but
mm-hmm.
there's another 25 million square feet of warehousing and logistics. That's what they call in the entitlement process. That's going through the town, getting finding out what they can do and going through that process.
That's
working
huge.
On infrastructure. Huge.
Yeah.
So that is conjunction with what's going on. We just got an update from SCAG, which is Southern California Governments Association,
mm-hmm.
That said that Southern California over the next 25 years is expected to grow another 11%. And then the Inland Empire, which is a lot of it has to do with where we are because we have land, right?
Yes.
is expected to grow over 30% over the next 25 years.
So, Mayor, let me just go back really quickly
mm-hmm.
On this BNSF. You called it a inner?
Inland port.
Inland port.
Call it.
So
they're describing it as an inland port. So, you know, it's just, again, it's the inland port. If you've ever been down to Long Beach or L.A. port, it's
yes.
just highly impacted with, you know, coming in and how they distribute down there.
Right.
There's no land to expand. And this
right.
this relieves the pressure of trucks and other distribution off the freeways. And local
towns. That was what I wanted to ask
yes.
you. So if I'm understanding correctly, we'll be utilizing trains, and that will take a lot of that truck traffic off of our 15. Am I understanding that
that's
correctly?
That's the goal.
Okay, when is that going to happen?
they're working on having that done within the next 4 years. They're,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So that kind of coincides
got the land
with
the
train.
Planning, yeah.
Right?
Huh?
That kind of coincides with the Brightline with the train.
It does. It
yeah.
does. And this and by, obviously Brightline is going to bring a lot of jobs into the area.
Yes.
Both for the construction up front and then the permanent jobs
yeah.
Along the way.
Right.
And these,
then this sounds like this inland port is going to also bring job opportunities, right?
Yeah, and these logistic jobs and these are good paying jobs. So this is going to help make, you know, somebody who might be driving down to Long Beach to work at
Right.
and do these logistics will now have the opportunity to stay, whether they work in Barstow or Apple Valley. You know, I know you can see those warehouses going up out in Hesperia.
Yeah.
And then out at Southern California Logistics is going. I think even Atlanta has a new distribution center going in
mm-hmm.
out there. We've been working with them on the infrastructure.
Right.
So there's a lot happening up here in the
There is so much happening, and you know what I'd like to do is I really would love to have you come back
mm-hmm.
and join us to further talk about a couple of these projects as they are developing. And then I'd also love to have you come back and talk to us about your role on the California League of Cities Board of Directors.
Sure.
So would you agree to come back and talk to us about that and share with us some things that we need to know as community that are going on?
I think it's great, and we do try to talk. I talk about it at council meetings. Tonight we have a council meeting, and everyone I always encourage to come and talk about their thoughts and what they'd like to see. Come to a council meeting. We are more than welcome our public comments and on the agenda.
And but, with that, tell us really quickly. Council meetings are held
Every second and fourth Tuesday at the town of, obviously at the town, at 6:30.
At 6:30,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And in person?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually tried to stay in person as much. I think there was only a few meetings we actually could not have people come in during in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they could come in online. And then we kept that going. Now, mm-hmm. so you can send in an email and have your comments, explained or read. They're online or come in. We obviously hope that people come in. It's more of a personal engagement, and
yeah.
you can talk. Now, we can't really talk about the items they bring up, but we talk about the future on that.
Well, there's
so
something in having that face-to-face.
And I talk about what's happening at the state. We all talk about, you know, because the impacts in the state of California have a tremendous impact on our local government.
I know, and that's why I want to invite you back. Now, before we go, is there anything that you definitely wanted to share with us today that's going on that community you want community to know, or how maybe something that they can get involved with? But I definitely want to have you back because there's so much that's going on. And all of this is really great, valuable information for us as community to know. And so before you maybe tell us this last little tidbit you want to share, I'm asking for a commitment for you to say, yes, you're going to come back and further talk to us, especially about some of the things that are happening with the city or California League of Cities.
Happy to come back, and I appreciate the
Thank
invite.
You.
Yeah, I'd love to get this information out. That's one of my goals.
Yeah,
that I really get around. And I'll be talking to Rotary next Thursday. And so anytime I have an opportunity to talk about what's not only just happened in Apple Valley, but what's happened in Victor Valley
yes.
and the state of California. And I even get asked about federal issues. So I stay very close to our assemblyman, you know, Jay Obernolte, on what's happening
yes.
in Washington and our representatives. So that's, you know, you get your information. That's what our local government's supposed to do. So we're happy to share that, and I hope people come. And I'll just tell you that, yeah, we're trying to expand the arts and culture and the quality of life in Apple Valley, parks and recreation.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, we're investing in those parks, as I mentioned at the state of the town. That's some of the new things that we're doing. We're constantly looking for grants and opportunities. So
yeah,
shop local.
Okay,
that's how yes. we get our funds is yeah. those tax dollars. We shop online.
Yes,
those tax dollars go to wherever you're buying it from, not to your town.
Yes,
so come out to the stores, spend the money with our local restaurants and gas stations, and that's a big deal. That makes a big deal, and it helps with the quality of life in your community.
It does. And Mayor Nassif, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing so much of this information that you've shared with us today. And thank you for making the commitment to come back and talk mm-hmm. to us even further about some things that we as community need to be aware of
mm-hmm.
And need to be informed on. And so I really want to thank you for not only that, but for your over 30 years of service to our community. It makes a difference. I know that it's not always easy, and it's not always fun, because there are hard decisions that often have to be made. But you have definitely stayed the course, and you have made yourself accessible. You have always been accessible, as far as I know, to community, myself included. And we really thank you for that. So we want to just take that minute or that moment to say thank you for your commitment to service, and doing the best to serve us well.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the support, and I'll look forward to coming back. There's going to be a couple of initiatives on the November ballot that affect local government and affect quality of life, so I'd be happy to talk to you about that filtering down as well. So,
we'll look forward to having you back.
That'll be great. That'll be great.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert Conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.